Welcome to Clanchant, the locker room, and we're already on to number five. And after two new faces and two returnees, what will this one be? It's another player from the class of 2018-19, of course, and it's great to have Matt Stanish back as he prepares to resume his career in Scotland with the Glasgow Clan. Matt returns for a second season after first arriving from Manchester Storm a year ago, so my starter was to ask him how his second season in the Elite League compared to his first.
It was enjoyable. I mean, the first year with Manchester was enjoyable. Obviously, we had a good group of guys and a good team, and we ended up, you know, one of the top teams in the league. And again, this year, fourth spot, pushing for third. We had to hit a rough spot, but it was fantastic. I loved it. I've loved both years I've been here. Obviously, Scotland's a little bit different than England in the sense of just city-wise, and you get the Highlands and all that. So, it was fantastic. I'm looking forward to next year.
Was it always in your mind that you would return for a second season if the opportunity was there for you?
Yeah, I think that was option number one. It was an enjoyable year. We had a great group of guys. Obviously, as you can tell, there's been some few big signings already with, you know, Tansky, Pitt, and one of my good friends, Colleen, that is going to be his second year in the league, first year with this team. But yeah, I think it was my number one option. Anything other than that would have kind of been option two and three and on and then on. But I'm glad we got it done, and I'm looking forward to it.
Now, you missed the end of the season there through injury. How are things in that department? Everything going well in terms of your recovery?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it was one of those where it just needed time, and unfortunately we didn't have enough of it to be able to play. I think even if we got to the playoff weekend, I think I might have been pushing a little bit, but everything's going well. I'm giving it rest, and I'm giving it the time that it needs so that I'm coming back next year nice and healthy.
So what did you enjoy most about life with the Clan last year?
I think just going to the rink every day. The organization's fantastic. The guys made it super, super easy to go to the rink and enjoy it. Obviously, Pete being the coach is, I think, just like any coach, can be laid back at times and be hard on us on others. But there's so much, you know, even the city, the cities around it, the Highlands. It's just everything's so close. It's so awesome. If you want to get away, you just take a trip up north and kind of get out of those city vibes. But I think it's the guys. It's the guys that you're going to see every single day that made it super, super easy to come to work every day.
So did you have a favorite moment from last year that you look back on, sort of moment that makes you smile?
I think the legendary Matt Haywood goal against Cardiff. I know a lot of guys say that moment, and it was a big moment for the organization. I think, we worked hard and came back from a deficit from the top team in the league for the majority of the year. And we made it interesting. We knocked them out, and unfortunately we couldn't get it past Belfast. But I think that was the highlight so far of the last year.
So have you given any thought to what you would like to achieve personally next year and perhaps as a team goal as well?
Personally, I just want to go out and help my team. I don't set any, points, goals, or I don't do the penalty minutes or anything like that. I just go out and do what I can for the team. Obviously, as a team, we want to end up as high as we can in the standings and give ourselves the best opportunity to get to playoff weekend and potentially win the league, right? So I think we got a good core group of guys so far already this year, and if we can keep growing it and if we get some more returning guys and any new addition that comes in, we're arms wide open and we'll welcome you to a winning environment.
How important is it to have that core? We've not seen that at the Clan for a couple of years because there's been a change in coach. So, Pete's already starting off with a core of players. How vital is that when you start off next year?
Very. You get that sense of you're coming in. When you have that core group, and if you're part of that core group, you're coming into next year comfortable with majority of the guys. Not that it's hard to come in and make friends and whatnot, but you have that kind of security knowing you're coming back to a core group. And you know how each other play. Each guy will make each other better, and you vibe off each other. And we know the tendencies, and it's sometimes it's hard to keep a core group Obviously, depending on how you do during the season and whatnot, and opportunities that guys might have in other leagues or on different teams. So I think it's very vital that so far we've got a handful of guys coming back, and we'll see if we can continue that.
Now, when you consider how well the season went overall, I'm not sure you'll agree with me on that, but it took a little bit of a disappointing note in the last few weeks. How much does that make a player individually want to come back and do it all again and hope for a better outcome?
Yeah, I mean, we know that if we put the work in, that we're going to get results. We had a good stretch of, we were something, 18-2 in our last 20 games. Not the last part of the season. And then we went to a slump, and I mean, that's hockey. That's the game, right? Good thing we have more than one game to move on from. You get that out of your mind, and you move on to the next one. But it's a tough league. The travel's tough. The teams are good. Any team can win on any given night. So, like I said, sometimes you're at the top of the mountain, and it snowballs real quick. And that's where you got to show perseverance and whatnot, and just got to battle back and give it all you have, and at least look yourself in the mirror and let yourself know that you gave everything you had. So.
And finally, you're back home now. You've signed a contract for the next year. What's your plans for the next 3 or 4 months until you return to Glasgow?
Relax for a little bit. Sydney and I are going to be living up in Thunder Bay at her house and just enjoy it. We got ourselves a dog. She has two dogs up there, so... it's going to be great. Yeah, Sydney and I are definitely looking forward to coming back and getting this season underway. We loved it last year, and we're just looking for more of it.
That was Matt Stanish signing number 5, joining us on Clan Chat, discussing his return to the club for another season. That's all from this edition of Clan Chat The Locker Room, so get subscribing on iTunes, Audioboom or Spotify to hear exclusively from the signings as they happen. I want to extend my thanks to Matt for his time. Also, thank you for listening, and I'll be back really soon. Bye for now.